Hello, buenas noches, Ayukui. I am a guest here of the Six Rivers Nations, and the Creator has blessed me with being able to be on the longest walk, which is going on currently. Just came back from there. And the longest walk is the 30th anniversary celebration of the original longest walk that occurred in 1978, where the American Indian Movement, along with tribes of all nations walked from Alcatraz to Washington, D.C. to stop some HR bills that were going to be passed against diminishing tribal rights and tribal sovereignty and just the biggest land grab that you can imagine after all the land grabs they've already done. So right now, currently, is the 30th anniversary of that longest walk. Their walkers are walking two routes, the northern and the southern route, which started at DQ University. DQ University originated in the early 70s, and it was started by a group of Chicanos and Natives, and it was a university established on the prophecy of the eagle and the condor, which is the union of the Natives of the North and the Natives of the South. And it used to be a military base, but under the Fort Laramie Treaty, which stated that any unused federal land could be taken over by Natives and become Native land. So Native students and Chicano students occupied that communications military base that was abandoned, and they made it into university. Unfortunately, in 2005, DQ University has lost its accreditation, but that because they have, those students did gain 656 acres of land, a lot of the students remain occupying there up until this day, and they're creating an autonomous education right there next to Davis, which is Putwin land, and they're creating their own sustainable ways of running that university. They have some knowledge about sustainable technology. They worked a lot with biodiesel, with compost, making their own fertilizer, and also with making their own gardens to sustain the university. Right now, the university is under attack. It has a history of corrupt board running the university, but the students are still trying to maintain their presence there and their autonomy there, and trying to kick that board out in order for the university to live up to its potential. It has a lot of potential to be the first autonomous university in the United States. And it's for no reason that California, one of the largest native populated states in the entire United States, has no tribal college. And it's for a reason that that is occurring. And California Natives are aware of that. That, you know, why is it that we don't have our own university where we can control our means of knowing, our levels of knowing? And students are taking upon themselves to occupy this land from all nations. I also represent a collective of women called Mujeres de Maíz, Women of the Corn, where we've been working a lot with herbal medicines, especially in regards to women's health, because we women have been systematically used as a weapon of warfare since the beginning of this conquest history. And we are trying to nurture ourselves and bring health to ourselves, because we are the beginning and the end of all nations. And we need to educate our people about proper health and about going back to our medicinal traditional ways. DQ right now needs a lot of support from their community, either just through spreading awareness, through sending any resources you can, canned foods, whatever, and especially tribal support. I mean, if you're in contact with tribes, we need our tribes to back their youth up, and we need our elders to be there guiding us and supporting us every step of the way, because we are the seventh generation, and we are making moves for our nations, and we need our nation's support.